We live in times where celebrities, whose personal moral lives are nothing other than a long sequence of scandals and bad example, are considered to be the stars simply because they appear in movies or have millions in their bank accounts. However, God, who is the one with the final word, sees and judges us differently. This story is the story of Josefa Menendez, a real star in the eyes of God. From all outward appearances, there was nothing special about Josefa Menendez. Certainly, she showed no signs that she was in any way fitted for so high a mission as to bring forth a message of Jesus to the world. Sister Josefa Menendez was born on February the 4th, 1890, in Madrid, Spain, to a profoundly Christian family. At the age of 20, she decided to enter among the religious of the Sacred Heart, but due to economic problems, she had to remain with her family. On February the 5th, 1920, at 30 years of age, she entered the novitiate of the Society of the Sacred Heart in Poitiers, France. 2 years later, she professed her religious vows and remained a religious sister for only 3 years before her death, never attaining any higher rank in the community than that of a mere novice. Sister Josefa's nature was reserved. She loved to hide away in quiet places, and she never did learn, or even attempt to learn, the French language spoken by those around her. With all these hindrances combined, whoever thought this humble saint's proclamation of a message would make Satan tremble? In reality, however, these apparent weaknesses were signs of God's predilection. Though she was but a simple novice, often reserved and quite meek, she would show later an unconquerable strength of will. In the blinding light of divine revelations, she only crept deeper into her littleness, and the closer God drew to her, the more she humbled herself. Her superiors had rarely met with a more obedient and docile subject, or one more eager to submit to their authority, more ready to sacrifice herself. In her devotions, as in everything else, there was no exaggeration. She was sincere, straightforward, and simple. She was mentally healthy and had a well-developed spirituality and devotion. The supernatural graces and gifts, whose weight was often crushing, purified her to the depths, though her spiritual equilibrium was at times shaken by the extraordinary visions and communications, often consisting of visions of a descent into hell and all the physical sensations that accompanied them. These supernatural occurrences required an almost superhuman endurance. All this was in reality the best guarantee to her superiors that her communications were divine in origin. Her daily life within the convent was very ordinary, as she carried out her humble task and chores with grace and humility. She preferred sweeping to any other chore for its simplicity and opportunity for recollection. All the while, God was bestowing unknown graces upon His humble servant. It was because of the ordinariness of her life that our Lord said to Sister Josefa, "You yourself shall be my sign. I will reveal to you the burning secrets of my heart, and many souls will profit by them. I want you to write down and keep all I tell you. It will be read when you are in heaven. Do not think I make use of you because of your merits, but I want souls to realize how my power makes use of poor and miserable instruments." At the time of the apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima, Sister Menendez was receiving her own messages from Jesus. Our Lady appeared to the Fatima children from May through October in 1917. On the day when the greatest miracle of modern times, the miracle of the sun, occurred, Sister Menendez was only a little over 600 miles away, perhaps sweeping the floors of the convent. She would have been roughly 27 years old at the time. At Fatima, Our Lady told the children to make sacrifices for souls of poor sinners. On July the 13th, the Blessed Mother of God even showed these young children a vision of hell, where the souls of poor sinners go, who have no one to pray for them. The vision was terrifying. Lucia, the eldest of the three seers, wrote about how the vision she saw that day was so terrifying that if it weren't for the presence of the Blessed Mother, they would have died out of fear. Compare this report of hell with the one found written by Sister Josefa More than once, she was taken to hell to witness and feel the suffering of damned souls firsthand. In September of 1922, just 5 years after the Fatima apparitions, she wrote in a notebook about how the agony one feels in hell cannot be described in words. She felt the burning of her flesh and a stench so horrible that never leaves the air. The flames were so hot it merely made her eyes pop out from their sockets. Never want to propose a problem without also offering a solution, Our Lady taught the children at Fatima the power of sacrifice to liberate souls from damnation. Likewise, Sister Yosefa was shown the same economy of grace by Our Lady. I want you to write down and keep all that I have told you. When Our Lord spoke these words to Sister Yosefa, she did just as she did. With any direction given by a superior, she obeyed. The fruit of her efforts is a work of spiritual depth rarely seen. Entitled The Way of Divine Love, her writings consist largely of the contents of her notebooks, which she had filled under obedience to Our Lord with the revelations of His Sacred Heart, plus portions of her biography. Sister Yosefa Menendez died a holy death at the age of 33 on December the 29th, 1923. It was not until after her death that her fellow religious sisters heard of all the extraordinary graces that God had bestowed upon her. The ultimate mission Our Lord had for Sister Yosefa could be summed up in this message to her. It is my intention also to show souls that I never refuse grace, even to those who are guilty of grave sin. Nor do I separate them from the good souls whom I love with predilection. I keep them all in my heart, that all may receive the help needed for their state of soul. Through her writings in The Way of Divine Love, she was to show the world the power of God's mercy for the truly repentant. The devil hated Yosefa for this. He knew how many souls would ultimately be saved on account of her work. Her mission was actually entirely accomplished after her death, as very few people really knew what messages the Lord was giving to her. Today, the critical role that Sister Yosefa played in the divine plan has almost faded from memory. Nevertheless, the Lord remembers the heroic sufferings she endured to make known His message of mercy. As a reward for her abject humility, the Lord has given her a special intercessory power. Just like St. Jude, the patron of desperate causes, she has been proven to obtain great favors for anyone who will call upon her, especially those souls with exceptional needs. She has not enjoyed the popular adulation as, say, St. Therese of the Child Jesus, yet she is reserved for the dear friends of Christ and those with the most desperate needs. Those who want to experience the miraculous power of Sister Yosefa should turn to her with tender confidence. She can give consolation almost instantly in little things if one would take some time and quietly recollect oneself in a spirit of prayer to her. In a sweet and gentle voice, she can console you with an answer or grant you peace. If your case is more desperate, your prayers must be more serious and diligent. Like Jacinta of Fatima, she is extremely powerful against the temptations or torments of the devil. Turn to her if you are being tempted or tormented. Tell her that the devil is attacking the kingdom of her Lord Jesus, also known as your soul. She will provide help for you almost immediately. Just thinking about calling upon Yosefa causes the devil to flee. Sister Yosefa Menendez, pray for us.